This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, right across Australia on the Community Radio Network, this is QNN, a look back at the events of the week in news and sport, important to gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, and intersex communities. QNN.
Hi there, I'm Matthew Wade and this is your QNN update. As reports of homophobic violence and anti-gay concentration camps in Chechnya escalate, Australian LGBTI advocacy groups are calling for more action. Just Equal has written to Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull, asking him to introduce a parliamentary motion condemning the cruelty of the Chechnya government and to work with the UN to launch an international investigation. In Melbourne, a community vigil in solidarity with gay and bisexual men in Chechnya will be held next week in Federation Square. And the New South Wales government has announced $500,000 in funding for services delivered by ACON to support suicide prevention efforts in Sydney's LGBTI community. Announced by Minister for Mental Health Tanya Davies, the funding forms part of an $8 million suicide prevention fund over 4 years. Davies acknowledged that suicide was something affecting the LGBTI community at a disproportionate rate and said as a government, New South Wales needs to do everything it can to directly tackle that. South Australia's Law Reform Institute has told the state government it should scrap its gay panic legal defence. The defence, which has been abolished in all other Australian states, allows people accused of murder to have their charge reduced to manslaughter if it was provoked by a gay advance. South Australian Premier Jay Weatherill committed last year to abolishing the outdated and offensive law, saying his government was waiting on advice from the Law Reform Institute. And a group of queer student activists have called on the Therapeutic Goods Administration and the Australian Red Cross to end their homophobic policy of banning blood donations from gay and bisexual men. Current policy sees any men who have had same-sex sexual contact deferred from donating blood for 12 months. The group is running an online petition to push the change in policy. One of the organisers responsible for the controversial letter to government calling for a tolerance-based safe schools alternative has withdrawn the letter and apologised to the LGBTI community. The campaign, led by celebrities including Troye Sivan, asked the government to commit to funding an anti-bullying and anti-violence program based on tolerance rather than acceptance. It was met with immediate criticism from the LGBTI community, many of whom took to social media to voice their dissatisfaction with the idea of being tolerated. And stars of the hit indie film Moonlight have taken home the award for Best Kiss at the recent MTV Movie Awards in LA. Actors Ashton Saunders and Jarrell Jerome won the award for the tender kiss they shared during a touching beach scene in the film. Accepting the award, Saunders dedicated it to the misfits, saying, "This represents more than a kiss. This is for those who feel like the others, the misfits. This represents us." That was your QNN news update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Thanks, Matt. It's been rumoured that Tom Daley was in hospital just hours before wedding screenwriter Dustin Lance Black. The Olympic bronze medalist posted a picture of himself in hospital on Instagram last Friday, assuring fans he wasn't too badly injured and would be back on the diving board soon with the hashtag athletelife. The Sun reported that the wedding was due to be on the weekend. Lady Gaga's mum is set to be honoured in the opening ceremony of the World Out Games later this month. The University of Miami Health System will present Cynthia Germanotta with the Champion Award for her work as president and co-founder of Lady Gaga's Born This Way Foundation, which promotes LGBT inclusiveness. The opening ceremony will be held on May 27 to mark the start of the 10-day sporting event. Soccer club Manchester United has dedicated a Premier League match to promoting its LGBT campaign. Players like Wayne Rooney wore training shirts with the logo hashtag All Red All Equal before their game against Swansea City last Sunday to create a diverse and inclusive environment for players and fans. United will continue to cement its partnership with Stonewall by letting the organisation hold a Rainbow Laces Summit this month at their home ground at Old Trafford, where sports leaders can gain skills and knowledge for LGBT activism. And finally, a transgender weightlifter has broken international records for a second time. Earlier this year, Laurel Hubbard broke a record at an Australian international event lifting 268 kg and has now broken her own record at the World Masters Games in Auckland with a total of 280. Laurel was accused of having an unfair advantage when she broke the records in March, but has continued to bravely compete as herself. With the QNN Sports Update, I'm Tanya Lewis.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
Thanks to a dedicated team of volunteers. That was QNN. QNN is produced at Joy 94.9, Australia's only radio station dedicated to providing informing, uplifting and empowering content for the diverse gay and lesbian communities. QNN is funded by the Community Broadcasting Foundation and heard nationally each week on the Community Radio Network. Follow QNN on Twitter at QNN Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.